This is the Watermark Student Ministries podcast. Coming to you from the Watermark Community Church in Dallas. Now, here are the guys that put the stud in student and the men in ministry, Patrick Bode Bodenhausen, Braun Brown, and David Penuel.
Yes! Amen. That's right.
That was our old intro.
Whoa. Hey,
that left three of us out.
That's right, Mike.
That's okay. I didn't test my mic before, so it sounds like I'm in a jar. Hey, this is episode 26 of Watermark Student Ministries podcast.
You know what the beauty of this is that it's like Groundhog Day, because it happened last week.
Yeah, this is take two, because we did one last week and it didn't take. So we're going to do the exact same thing we did last week. We're going to bring out the exact same funnies. So if it sounds scripted, it's because it is.
But here's the thing. If I say one thing different, I want to start over.
What?
If I say one thing different than I did last week, let's just start over and try to mimic it exactly.
Last week there wasn't a new podcast because we did one.
We did one. There's a lost episode.
It didn't record. It's in the annals of student ministry history.
And if we had done it, if it would have gone out on air or on iTunes, we would be back up to number one.
We're not the number one student ministry podcast.
Not anymore.
We're not even ranked. We have 99 subscribers. And our little logo still comes up whenever you search student ministries, but if you sort by popularity,
we're not even close.
We're just, nobody cares.
What's happened?
We need your help, students.
What
we need
do
you
is
to get your friends to sign
all
up.
All you have to
subscribe.
Do is this. You don't even have to listen to the podcast anymore. We're not even asking for that. We're just asking you to go into iTunes, search Watermark Student Ministries, and subscribe to the podcast. You don't have to listen. Just subscribe. So we can be more popular. It'll make us feel better about ourselves.
I can't even talk my wife into subscribing right now. How are we going to talk students into subscribing?
We need to give them a prize.
Offer a great prize.
We give prizes all the time.
She got a prize when she married me.
Let's say, if one student will subscribe 100 times, we'll give them 100 of something.
I don't think you can subscribe 100 times.
Mike, can you be any more general?
Tell you what. The first five people that will subscribe and send an email to watermarkstudents@gmail.com and say, I subscribe to the podcast, I will confirm that on our statistics. I'll give you a free t-shirt.
No, it goes back to...
You're kidding.
It goes to, like, our listener email. I figured out the problem. I stayed up all night thinking about this. Why aren't we getting listener email? It's because we are actually reaching a specific audience, and that audience don't have email.
Maybe.
But there's like hundreds of them. They just don't have email.
They don't have a computer.
Watermark Student Ministries podcast computer? Facebook group.
What? Should we do that?
I'll work on it.
You know, I don't know what's going to do for us, but...
Maybe we'll get responses on the Facebook group.
Maybe not.
Or not.
Hey, all right. Hey, test. 1, 2. 2, 1. Okay.
All right.
What's happening over there?
My mic sounds funny, doesn't it? Doesn't it sound like I'm...
I think it's because I have a cold.
That's right.
That's why Bodie's mic sounds funny.
Yep. All right. Hey, again, this is episode 26, Watermark Student Ministry Podcast. Today, we're going to be doing a little something kind of going back in the past. Before there were iPods, iPhones, there were iMad Libs.
That's a good one, buddy.
And we are doing a top 10 movies, top 10 music. But first, let's go ahead and go around to the oval table and see what's going on in everybody's interesting lives. Mike Shelton, director of Senior High Ministries.
Oh, I love this part. This weekend I had the most amazing thing happen to me in Dallas.
And it was a deal with bugs on your windshield.
No. The most amazing thing.
All right, let me just say for me, it was Super Cooper strikes again.
Super Cooper?
Who is me?
I like that.
Braun Brown, director of student ministries, is Super Cooper. Melissa Miller, our
princess
women's staff.
Of Watermark.
Yes.
To you.
The princess.
Maybe not Watermark. Me,
since this is our second take, I'm still going to go with, I want to tell you guys about my hero.
And just so you know, I've already heard it, so I'm probably going to skip on over that one. Did we hear that? I'm just joking. So no, we didn't hear it. So we probably will go to that. Your hero?
People.
New hero?
Your hero.
I'm sure we got to that one. Sarah Beth is the assistant.
To the administrative assistant.
Assistant to the regional manager, Sarah Beth.
It's me.
Hold on. I got to max your mic out.
Sarah Beth and I both have a cold.
That's not even why. She just...
That's true.
Okay.
Okay, is that better?
You're talking into the side of it, Sarah Beth. No, you're not.
Here, go teach Sarah Beth how to...
Hit Sarah Beth on the air.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. What's happening?
We are falling.
Sarah Beth, talk to the mic.
Of course they're not doing that. For real.
Thanks for the disclaimer.
Take that, Sarah Beth.
Thanks for the disclaimer. Yeah, so did you hear me?
Oh, yeah. No, you're going to be related to the program coordinator.
Uh-huh.
And I am the program coordinator.
We already did that one.
I know, but I'm acting excited. Like, I don't know.
Because we didn't record it.
We didn't record it, so they don't know. Yeah.
Well, I've got a different one.
How are you going to be related to me?
Bodie, I've got a different one.
Oh, my goodness.
David.
I'm David Peniel, the director of the Junior High Ministry.
I think this thing needs a motion to get us back up to number one.
I feel
David,
lucky.
Did I interrupt you?
I feel lucky to be alive because last night I had a life-threatening situation that I faced.
Everybody else had a light.
No, literally, my life hung in the balance last night after Shoreline.
After Shoreline. Okay, I was thinking during Shoreline, everybody else's lives were on the line.
No, after Shoreline.
Yes, they were,
I haven't told anybody about it. I saved it for the podcast. I haven't told anybody.
Awesome. If I had a teaser, which I don't get to do teasers, but if I had one, it would be that Lee Strobel, who is going to be here next Sunday.
Yeah.
Famous author.
Actually, I guess my teaser would have to be something like Case for Tipping Well. For good tipping. Mm. A case for... Lee Strobel tips very well.
How do you know that?
That's a teaser.
That's a teaser.
Okay, Bodie, let's go to yours.
You were his server at a restaurant.
I heard this story.
No, last week, Ashley, my fiance. she waited on his table. He was in Columbia, Missouri, doing something.
Sorry.
And so she comes up to the table, and these two guys, there's two guys, a lady and a young girl, and there's a Lee Strobel book on the table, and Ashley, she's read, every book in the world, and she goes up there, and she goes, oh, Lee Strobel, did you know he's here this weekend? And they're looking at him kind of funny. That's great. You should go to his thing, and I love his book and all that stuff, and they're looking at her funny, and then finally the guy is like, yeah, this is Lee Strobel. And she goes, nuh-uh. And they're like, no, this right here. She goes, nuh-uh, get out. You're lying. And so she didn't believe him forever. And then she was finally like, prove it. Because she thought they were just like guys fooling around with her. And so they open the book, and there's this picture sitting there, and it's him. And so
that's pretty cool.
Felt like an idiot. And so she texted me when she says, I'm serving or I'm waiting on Lee Strobel. And I said, well, tell him I said hi. And so he said hi to me.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, and so I'm going to walk up to him and said, you said hi to me.
That'll be a beautiful moment.
That's cute.
So wait, what percentage does he tip?
So he gave her a $20 tip. And
nice.
I think it was a $40 ticket.
And his meal was
50%
$250. Wouldn't be bad.
That's pretty sweet. So,
all right, let's go to your guys' teasers because mine, already blew it out of the water. And it's going to take us right back up to number 17.
Who can follow up that one? That was great, Bodie.
Mel can with her new hero.
Mel, this better be good.
This is so good. One of my new heroes is Sydney Byrne, one of our students.
Really?
She came to Hideaway and totally went all out for a disco party. She was like the star of the disco night.
She had the
eyelashes.
She was decked out.
So great.
You know, Melissa, it's funny because you wear fake eyelashes.
I do not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello. If I did, I wouldn't have these little short guys right here.
What?
Anyway.
She has short guys following around everywhere.
Hey, what's going on, Melissa? Hey, how you doing?
People.
Want to play some ball?
Okay, I'm not finished. And not only was she awesome, she wrote a poem on her Facebook that's greatness about Jesus.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
It all comes back to Facebook.
Wrap it up. Those were awesome.
Oh, no, we got to keep going, right?
Dude, my life hung in the balance.
I think everybody wants to know how Sarah Beth would be related to me.
This is true.
Wow.
So true.
I know this is going to be
program
shocking to everyone on the team.
Do you want me to go from point A to point B and put it together myself?
Like you did last week?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I got it wrong.
Well, a couple weeks ago, my grandmother came to Wake auditioning for Bodie's job.
Yeah.
It looks like she may win.
Dottie.
Which means she may be having your job, and I would be related to her.
That's awesome. And see, I thought it was going to be like me marrying Dottie.
Oh,
could be a little weird.
Awkward.
Really? I don't know sick how Bodie. Ashley would feel about that.
Ashley would be upset, probably. Yeah. But she gets $20 tips from Lee Strobel. So.
Yeah.
So it's okay.
All right, David.
Go ahead, David.
I'll go ahead and let you go.
Okay.
By the way, is Dottie coming back next week?
Yeah, this week.
Yes, we're going to have head-to-head Dottie awesome. Bodie Program Coordinator Challenge.
I'm already in training. I'm going to punch her face.
Last night.
No, Bodie, you're not going to. Bodie, don't say that.
You can't say that, dude.
You're not going to fight her. You're going to. You're going to race her.
Dottie's
going to
take you down.
Hold on. You're
going to
race her and
comment.
Who can eat the most prunes. That's what we're doing.
That's right. A good one.
That would be a fun competition.
That would be good,
dude. Last night, I get home from Shoreline. There's some dirty diapers sitting around the house that I need to take out to the trash can. We might need to stop the music.
Awesome.
Oh, okay. Oh,
raccoon.
Why? For editing?
I open up the back door to put the diapers in the trash can. And there's a trash bag there with a hole in the bottom of it. And there is a live possum on my back porch.
Stop it.
1 foot away from me.
Unbelievable.
With a long pink rat tail. And I slammed that door so fast, and I started yelling, and I started screaming. I ran back to Allie. I was out of breath. And I was like, and she was like, babe, what's wrong? Are you okay? And I couldn't even speak.
Are you, like, you were really that freaked
I'm
out?
I'm totally freaked out. Totally freaked out. And so then I opened the blinds on the door, and I started banging on it just to make sure it was ran away.
Right.
And then I went out there, and I took the trash bag, and I just threw it as far away from the house as I could just to keep the possums away.
So now you've got trash strewn all over out my all over
yard. Let me tell you something,
that'll keep
David.
Them away.
But I thought it was going to – those things, possums, listeners, if you don't know, they carry leprosy. They carry 6 times of hepatitis. They carry – everything, and if they want to bite and attack, you look up possums on the internet, you'll see they have sharp teeth, they'll latch onto you, and they'll kill you.
David, I think you need counseling.
David,
they
you
do
can,
not
you can
want
beat
to
a possum.
Attack.
They carry I was so much. Scared, my heart was beating so fast.
David, you can beat the possum.
I can't.
What we're going to do is get you in a cage match with a possum and let you overcome yes. your fear.
That would be awesome.
It was so scary.
That was my
there
possum.
There are pictures
That's my
of
pet.
People on the internet holding possums. Like pets.
Right.
That is sick.
That's little Pookie, my possum that,
is
that I keep at the house.
That is sick and wrong.
All right, back to music, Bodie.
All right. Back in the day, there was a time when we didn't have iPhones and iPods and other stuff. And so what we did to entertain ourselves, we're called Mad Libs. Does
yeah.
anybody remember the Mad Lib?
Yeah, dude.
I'm sure you do because we did it last week.
Yeah.
So we're going to do
Loved
another
it.
One this week.
Loved
but this
it.
Is something that students would probably be like, you are ridiculous and have no life. But back then, I didn't have a life. And this is what I did. I did Mad Libs. And what they do
this
they
is
take these stories.
Is this the, what do you call them, Sudokus?
No.
Sudoku
no.
of
no, no, no.
today?
But like, they're, oh, we yeah. laughed Probably. Our faces off with these things. We thought they were the funniest things in the whole world. And I don't know that high school students would probably not find that funny. Because I don't, what do high school students find funny these
Nothing.
Days?
YouTube.
Or...
They
high.
Find they Russian acrobats.
Russian
funny.
Acrobats are hilarious.
Yeah, and see, I was like sleeping that whole time during that skit.
Yeah, uh-huh. I wasn't even there. Yeah.
So what they do in a Mad Libs, they take this story and they take out words and all you do is fill them back in with, they say, here, give me an adjective, give me a noun. And so you do that and then you read the story over and hilarity ensues.
Oh, I love it.
So what we're going to do is we're going to do a Mad
awesome.
Lib really quick. I want you guys to give me an adjective. And an adjective describes a noun.
Burly.
Burly.
And the funnier the adjective, the funnier this thing is. The funnier the words you give.
Great.
Well, oh, noun. Give me a noun.
Cat.
That's hilarious. Plural noun.
Possums.
Oh!
And I gave the tip last time. Some nouns that make it really funny are nouns like infatuation.
That's not a noun.
Wait, that's not a noun.
It is.
I have an infatuation.
That's what? Like
it's a person, place, or thing. Give me a nationality. Careful.
Yeah, careful.
How you?
Iranian.
Yes,
Iranian.
Melissa.
How about Iranian?
Nah, Iranian.
How about
sounds
Mahmoud Ahmadinejad?
Name something round.
Hey, take that what? Back.
Name something round.
Uh huh.
A watch.
A sphere.
Oh, let's do a watch because that makes no sense. Give me a number.
7.
12. I like 12.
I like 12 because that's closer to where we are on the Student Ministry Podcast. Mm. Give me a last name.
Ahmadinejad.
No, how about
Mahmoud Ahmadinejad?
Bottenheimer.
I got Ahmadinejad. Give me another adjective.
I'm a Adenajad.
Hot.
Hot. H-O-double-T. Give me a person in the room. Name of a person in the room. Mike Shelton.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Give me a name of a food.
Pescado. Hummus. Fish.
Hummus. H-U-M-M-U-S.
Hummus, yes.
Chips.
And give me another noun.
Band-Aid.
Band-Aid.
Oh, this is going to be good.
This is going to be awesome. Yes. Give me an occupation.
Armpit hair trimmer.
Yeah.
You must have made the best Mad Libs ever.
Oh, yeah.
That's easy for you to say.
Very easy. All right, and give me an adjective.
Hilarious.
Snotty. Give me an adverb.
Snottily. Snottily.
Give me a verb ending in ing.
Wiping.
Jogging.
Wiping.
Give me one last verb.
Dump.
Stop.
And all right. All right.
As in the
this
city
is the
dump.
Story of Copernicus. Copernicus. 400 years ago, people knew little about our burly universe. They thought that the Earth was the center of the entire cat. And that's where we'd be rolling on the floor of the school bus. Right. And the sun and all of the possums revolved around it. But then an Iranian named Copernicus discovered the truth. The Earth revolves around the watch 12 times a year.
Ooh.
What?
Huh.
Copernicus, whose last name was Ahmadinejad, was born in Warsaw, and he used one of the first hot telescopes. See, no, this is what's funny, because we used to laugh at these things.
Yeah, we're laughing now.
We are.
No, you're not.
We
you
are.
Shouldn't be.
It's okay.
Which was invented by Mike Shelton, the telescope. This primitive telescope was little more than two pieces of hummus stuck on each end of a Band-Aid.
That's how I put it together. Yeah. That's how I invented it.
In 1600, an Italian armpit hair trimmer named Galileo expanded Copernicus's hilarious theories. But during the Inquisition in Italy, he was snottily arrested.
Whoa.
After wiping for 6 months in jail, Galileo was forced to dump. And that
wow.
is a Mad Lib.
And that's why we're the number 28 student ministry podcast.
Not even that high.
Okay. Wow.
We don't even deserve the music for that.
All right, on to top 10. Top 10, we're going to the top 10 movies, box office hits, and what we're going to do is I'm going to list them, and Bron, who is witty beyond measure, is going to come up with, what is it?
I
saw it when it was called. This is an oldie but a goodie, huh? All right, first movie, no, wait, 10th, number 10 on the list, Across the Universe.
I saw one that was called Close Encounters.
Number 9, Sydney White.
I saw one that was called White Shadow.
What's that?
I've never heard of that.
That's a series on television.
Number 8, Eastern Promises.
I saw one that was called Ishtar.
What a gun with Arabian Nights. That was good, though.
Good.
Number 7, Mr. Woodcock.
I saw one that was called An Inappropriate Movie.
Number 6, The Brave One.
I saw what's called Braveheart.
Right. Number 5, 3:10 to Yuma.
I saw when it was called Three Men and a Baby.
Oh, what?
Number 4, Good Luck, Chuck.
I saw when it was called... I don't know on that
one. Me and Irene.
Is it game over?
No. Keep going.
Okay. All right, number 3, Resident Evil, Extinction.
I saw when it was called Halloween.
Or number 2, The Kingdom.
I saw when it was called The King and I.
And number 1, The Game Plan.
I saw when it was called Clash, or Remember the Titans. That's right, Clash of the Titans.
How did The Game Plan beat The Kingdom?
I don't know, but I'm frustrated by it, just as much as you.
Sorry, I thought we were going to have an applause after that, but...
So let's see a lot of those movies this week, because none of them are good. Especially the inappropriate
Bodhi,
one.
Bodhi, did you want applause after that?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Or did you want...
Applause.
Cricket.
Oh. Crickets.
The loudest
That's
crickets
not
ever.
Bad. That's
all
not
right.
bad.
Hey, this, all right, now we're going to go to the top 10 on iTunes, which is really funny because they're all stuff you should not be listening to.
And Mike Shelton's going to do I Heard It When It Was Called.
But Bodhi, you can do Christian songs, top 10 Christian songs.
I'd rather do
iTunes.
The dirty ones.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And just talk about how we're going to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Right.
This is Keep Scratch, so we're going to see if we can keep any of the top 10 on iTunes. So okay. Number 10, let's see. Got to go down and find the edited one.
Well, I can tell you we're going to scratch that one.
All right. Number 10 is The Way I Are by Timbaland.
The Way I Are. The Way I Are.
I heard it was about called Bad Grammar.
All right. Number 9.
Scratching that.
Number
scratch
9
it.
Is from 50 Cent. It's explicit, so we're already going to scratch that one.
Scratch it.
Number 8. Chabba.
This also has, it's not explicit, but it has bad words, so you might want to love it.
Yeah, yeah, and also, let me just say, that song has the cheesiest guy going, tell me what you need.
Yeah, that's a total scratch.
Yeah, scratch it.
Stupid.
Annoying.
Number 7. Number 7 is Apologize by, this is ridiculous, by Timbaland.
Scratch it.
Scratch.
Oh, it's good because you can't play that one either. Number 6.
Keep it. Rain is
falling. Oh, totally keep it.
What is this?
I love this song.
Love her.
What's the name of that song?
This is on the Kristen J Photography website. This song is on there.
Really?
Yeah. It's good.
Who is it, David?
What's it called?
Colby Calais.
What's the name of the song?
Oh,
Bubbly.
Bubbly.
Awesome. Okay, yeah, we're keeping that one then, I guess.
It was a free download on iTunes a couple weeks ago.
Number 5, Matchbox 20. How far we've come.
Nope, scratch it.
No, it's not about inappropriate, it's just whether you like it or not.
Actually, that's pretty cool. I like that.
Okay, keep it.
Play it some more?
That's okay. I just kind of feel like all their songs sound the same, but whatever.
Sounds like the same singer for sure.
From Matchbox 20? Well, it is.
Rob Thomas.
Yeah, it is Matchbox 20. No, I like it. I think it's good. I keep it.
Okay.
And that's the final word. Feist. 1, 2, 3, 4.
They can count, but they don't.
Sarah Beth, the raisin eyebrow. Man, I can't hear you at all.
It's because I'm not talking in the microphone. Sorry.
Oh, Sarah Beth.
Mike, what do you think of 1, 2, 3, 4?
Love it. Love it.
Oh, that's on
it's on my iPhone.
That's on the iPhone commercial or iPod commercial.
I would keep this.
I kind of like that song, actually.
What
it's
is
catchy.
It?
I think it's on the Nano commercial.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And they show all the different color Nanos. All
right, number. What number were we on?
2, 3.
Oh, it's this one.
Scratch it.
Yeah, that's Kanye West's up at number.
A lot of people like
three.
It though. It's got a good beat.
Got a good beat. Number 3, very explicit. All right, number 2.
Superman.
No.
Scratch it.
Scratch.
Soulja Boy. And number
it's
1.
It's got a good dance too, but we learned that the lyrics are not real good for that song, so can't respect it. Yeah,
scratch
can't
it.
Respect any of that. Scratch
yeah, really.
All those.
Six,
I think we got
top
2 of
10.
10
iTunes. We only kept.
That's horrible.
2 or 3 of 10.
So that's what everybody's downloading
now. 1, 2, 3, 4. We did that
hey,
one.
Hey, while we're talking
Pan
about iTunes,
Bubbly
though.
And Colby Kelly.
Never mind.
What?
Nothing.
All right, what's up next?
I was
going to
say David
up?
Crowder Band's in the top 10 downloaded albums.
Is
of all
still?
Albums. Yeah.
It's
I can respect
awesome
that.
Too,
it's
by
pretty
the
sweet.
Way.
All right. Well, listener email again. We don't have any.
Good.
Because all of our listeners don't have email or computers.
Right.
So how about we just go on and see what's coming up in Wake and Shoreline?
David?
Well, coming up at Wake, guys, we've got a guest speaker coming up on October 14th and on 28th on either side of the Pine Cove Retreat, so you have that to look forward to. Also, the Pine Cove Retreat is nearly full, so if you'd still like to go with us, make sure you get on watermarkstudents.com, get a registration form, and send it in ASAP, because that's coming up in 3 weeks. Also, those of you that are in sixth grade, next week you'll be finding out what small group you're in.
Woohoo! Hey, that's big time. Mike, tell them what we're doing Shoreline this coming series.
Shoreline starting a new series called Nearsighted. That'll be starting next Sunday night, Nearsighted, and we've got a few spots still open for Ski Trip. So
woo!
Make sure
we
if you want to go.
63 of the 80 spots are taken, so come on, get your
that
money in and get with us because it's going to be a great trip to Crested Butte, Colorado.
All right, I flew over the listener email part, but they really did want to email us. Right. Mel, what was it? Email address?
That would be at watermarkstudents@gmail.com.
Awesome. So email us in. Tell us what we need to do better, maybe, to get back up to number 1 Student Ministries podcast.
Or
and
tell
us
you just subscribed.
Yeah. Awesome.
Hey, guys, while we've been doing the podcast, I created a Facebook group. It's called Watermark Student Ministries Podcast Subscribers. You don't have to listen. Just subscribe.
That's awesome.
What? I don't want that.
I kind of want them either. To listen.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, because I don't want to just
but we can be number one. People don't have to listen, and we can still be number one.
But, David, are we really number one if they don't listen?
That's a good point.
Right. We won't know if they listen
We're
or not.
We're all about honesty and integrity here.
We'll never know.
That was the 26th episode of Watermark Student Ministry Podcast. This is Bodie out.
Mikey Mike out.
Ronnie B.
Mel out.
Basky out.
Daniel is out of here. And I hope to get the snot out of my nose.
See ya.
Watermark Student Ministries Podcast.